Genesis Drum Bugle Corps. Tell us a bit about the group.
We're from Austin, Texas. I founded the group in 2009. This is our seventh competing season on the DCI World Championship Tour. We are 150 student members, 40 staff members and volunteers. We're traveling the country on a 13,000 mile tour for the summer.
13,000 miles. How do you manage all that?
Oh, it's very difficult. I have a great team of people. We've got a lot of volunteer moms making our meals. We provide them four meals a day. We get in a vehicle and we travel down the road and we get up in the morning and we have a system and a process and it just repeats itself every day and it works out great once we learn what we're doing.
Okay. I know you came from the contest yourself. You spent overnight here at the school. You're on to Dubuque now for the next contest. Is that just every day? Then you're going to Dubuque, you go on to the next thing.
That's pretty much every day. We have some times where we actually just came off of. Last night was our first competition in about a week. So we had a week off where we were just learning new things and rehearsing. But we were still traveling. So every 2 days, we packed everything up and went to another location. And then now we're on a five-show stint where we go. Last night was the first of the five. Tonight will be Dubuque. Tomorrow will be, I think, someplace in Wisconsin and then Illinois and then to Minnesota, which is the big regional, and then we head back to Texas for a four-show stint there, and then we come back up here and we do seven. So we've got 20 more shows to go.
Okay. How many shows do you do in the summer?
This year it's 25 total, plus hopefully it's five at the World Championships.
Where's the World Championship?
Our championships for open class are in Michigan City, which is in Indiana, North Indiana, and then we go down to Indianapolis for the World Championships in August. In Indianapolis.
What about the group says now? Have you been here before? Have you stopped over?
I've never been to Clinton before. This has been great. Clinton, the high school is fantastic. When the kids showed up this morning, they were in awe. In Texas, they make everything big. So the kids here are used to really big schools and big fields and all of that. So we haven't seen one of these since we left Texas. So pulling into Clinton this morning, everybody getting off the bus, they were just like, whoa, this is a great school. The school is huge. And the walk out this morning to this great facility that you guys have here, it was fantastic.
And a couple years ago, there's another corps that stayed here doing the same, they're making the same circuit. I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah, somebody was telling me the Cavaliers have stayed here in the past. I guess they've hosted several drum corps in the past.
What about is your group good? Do you win?
It's very good. Yeah. So for us, it's not about winning. And I know everybody says that, but for us, we try to teach the kids this is a job. So you get up every morning and you go to work. If you do your job well, you should be doing it better and be rewarded more than anybody else. So luckily this season we've been rewarded several times. But we just get up every day and try to better what we're doing. It's a long road, trying to win everything is impossible on a 26 show circuit. It really matters what happens at the end. So the group is very good. They have a legitimate shot this year at doing some really good things at the championships, and we'll see what happens.
What about the show? People may understand a drum and bugle corps, but describe what a show is.
I did another one of these interviews a couple of days ago, and most guys like to compare this to marching band, and we say it's like marching band on steroids. This year's show, Hell Hath No Fury, it's all predicated around the story of Medea, the Greek goddess who was cheated on. Anyway, the whole show is based around the story of Medea, and we use some modern music from Alanis Morissette and Evanescence combined with some very popular classical pieces. It's very dark. So we started in October and decided we wanted to do this. We chose what the centerpiece of the show would be, and then we've kind of built around it. It's very theatrical, our show this year. There's a murder scene, actually a double murder scene in our show, which has been popular as well as unpopular across the country. It's very tasteful. It's very nice. There's nothing mean about it. But of course, when you have a show titled Hell Hath No Fury, you got to have a woman who takes it all the way, And so the show is very elaborate. We're really excited about it.
What about you said 150 members? Where do they come from? You're in Texas. Are they all Texas?
Most of them are from Texas. 80% of our membership is from Texas. The furthest we have this year is we have a student from New York State, but we've got a couple from Mississippi, some from Louisiana, Oklahoma. They come from all over, but most of our kids are from Texas.
And they have to audition to get in?
They do, yeah. We hold auditions starting in November every year, and this year we had about 450 kids audition for us. And from that, we take 3 months to kind of break down who our 150 team is going to be, and we do take some alternates. So we actually take 170 students to start the season, and then that whittles its way down to 150.
How do they react doing this? I mean, obviously they want to do this, but you know, it's what, 3 months on the road,
oh, man.
13,000 miles, 20 something shows.
It's grueling. We have what we call the mythical wall, and people hit that. Some of them hit it early. We've had a couple of kids just recently hit it, and we've been on the road for a month and a half now. Myself and my staff, we all hit it too. When you're missing home, you're eating the same things every day. You're on a bus all the time. You sleep on gym floors. It just really becomes an exhausting endeavor. But as soon as they strap on the uniform and they have a performance, it kind of all goes away, which is really nice.
Anything else you want to tell us about the band? Drum and bugle corps, not the band.
That's okay. The same thing I kind of tell everybody. You know, Drum and Bugle Corps is a nonprofit system, and there's several of them. There's 42 of us across the country, whereas at one point in time there were 300 of us across the country, and it's a dying art, and we rely solely on donations and the kindness of other people in the neighborhood. So if you've got a drum corps in your neighborhood, come by and drop off a loaf of bread or a thing of peanut butter, or just lend a hand for an hour, because that's the only way we survive.
And I have to ask you, 300 something down to 40 something, why do you keep doing it?
We do it for the kids. I mean, for me, when I founded the group in 2009, it was something I wanted to do my whole life. Like, it changed my life. I marched in the early 90s, and drum corps changed me completely. It taught me the sense of work. I needed to go to college, things of that nature, where I was kind of a lost soul as a kid. So I knew I wanted to do that for kids, and having founded the group now, I mean, we provide them with a better physical education. It betters their lives, and we're making amazing young men and women, whereas a lot of school systems, their music programs and the extracurricular activities that allow kids to grow that way are being cut, and the funding's being cut. And if we can allow that to happen outside of the school system and change kids' lives, that's why we do it.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it.